AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Finally, my pessimism goes to the point of suspecting the sincerity of other pessimists.
Okay, Petros and Money.
Yeah.
Off to a positive start.
Yeah.
On this Tired of the Lies Tuesday.
Todo es mentira desde el mundo. Todo es mentira, la verdad.
We'll be here till 6:30 p.m. We are your home of the Clippers. Clippers riding a 5-game win streak. Portland Trailblazers in town as the Clips look to make it 6 in a row. No Dodger baseball today, but we'll have Dodger baseball tomorrow night as we are your home of the Dodgers. And what a way to start our show, P.
Matt, joining us right now, one of our dear friends who's been coming on the show for a long time.
Long time.
I remember getting to see him play in the Mountain West for the Utah Utes.
Utah.
Quarterback.
Utah.
Corner.
Utah.
Running back.
Utah.
Safety. Strong.
Utah. Utah.
Free.
Utah. Utah. Utah.
Holder.
Utah.
Guard.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Ah, darn it. I knew I should have kept my mouth shut.
He's going into his 13th season in the NFL. Back home in the Los Angeles area, as you know, he's an Alta Loma champion through and through. Chargers for many years, Ravens, and now Hall of Fame career takes him to the Rams.
Foosball.
Let's go Braves. Alta Loma High School represent. It's Eric Weddle and his beard joining us, the 6-time Pro Bowler. And a champion of the people on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Never played guard. Unless he has.
Maybe at Alta Loma.
Yeah, maybe on a punt team.
Eric Pop Warner.
What's cracking, Eric? How are you?
Man, just enjoying Cali, man. Glad to be back home. And the challenge is waiting, man. We got a lot to get done. We got a lot to go, man.
And you know how to do that because you've been doing it, stepping up to the challenge for about 13 years. But how meaningful is it for you, after all these years, to be able to come back to the West Coast and play with this Rams team coming off a Super Bowl appearance?
Yeah, it's definitely, like I said, it was a match. And honestly, a dream come true, you know, to be able to, one, be wanted, and two, to continue living out my dream is very humbling, and to be able to do it back here close to home is definitely something that I cherish. And then we'll always think about it every step, every day that I go to work to make them right and to help any way possible to bring a Super Bowl here. That's for sure.
It has been a great market for safeties. You're certainly one of the best. You did the deal. It came together very quickly. Was that a priority for you? Was it the Southern California thing? How was it that this was able to be put together so fast?
Well, I mean, I got so many things, thoughts going through my head. So basically, there's a rush of emotions, right? Tuesday, I get released, which kind of thought, so I was preparing for that. Then you're thinking, okay, where do you still want to play? Are you wanted? Is it fit what you are as a player? Does it fit schematically, logistically with my wife and kids, yada, yada, yada. Then the outpouring attention you get from teams, is they're saying good things about you and that they're interested. So then it becomes, okay, well, let's figure out where to go, where to trip. It's a different decision for myself at this point in my career than it was 4 years ago, or let alone 9 years ago when I was a free agent the first time. So the Rams initially we were actually going to trip to a couple other teams and then backtrack to LA when I was coming back out west after the trips, and some things changed and they came back super aggressively and said that they wanted to be first and they wanted me to get in the building. So that kind of changed the dynamic of the trips and where I wanted to go first. So once that happened and knowing the Rams were my top choice from the onset of when we made a game plan and the fit and coach and where the team is at and the success that they've had. So once I got in there and visited and built a rapport with everybody, it was an easy decision for me. Just, you know, once once we got the figures right, there wasn't a need to go trip anywhere else.
Don't mean to make you look back, but you said you weren't sure if you were going to get released. You thought maybe that was going to happen. I think a lot of people in football were surprised that you were released, considering what the number was, how well the Ravens defense had played last year, ended up winning the division and making your way into the playoffs. Were you just kind of maybe emotionally preparing yourself and you were surprised, or did you think that would, because obviously that defense is going to look a lot different next year based on all the guys that are gone now?
Yeah, I mean, we had a special defense over this past season, and it was 3 years building that defense to what it was, and a lot of changes obviously have happened. But I met with the GM after the season, and we just talked. It was a great conversation, and, you know, I had an inclination that maybe they would go in a different direction. So mentally, I've kind of been preparing you for that, if that does happen, that you're ready for it and you're moving on to the next step. And it was no hard feelings. I had an amazing time there, and that's just the way they go. They want to go younger at that position, and I respect their thought on that. And honestly, I give him props for being a man and calling me and sticking to his gun. So nothing but love for Baltimore. But at that point, it was just the idea of playing somewhere else, knowing Chanel and my four kids will be back in San Diego. We're back home for good. Wherever I would have signed, that would be the dilemma of just playing maybe in a different state, different part of the country, far, far away from your family. I mean, I'm in a different stage of my career. So that was all weighing heavily before I got released. So it just worked out perfect, man. I couldn't be happier of the Rams wanting me and my side making it happen.
Everywhere Eric Weddle has been, there's been success, not only for him individually, but for the defense as a whole and the football team. He's a great leader. But what is it like, Eric? I mean, because you were so long with the Chargers, you didn't have to convince anybody of your leadership skills year in and year out. What's it like when you walk, after all those years, walking into a new team, first like Baltimore, and what's it going to be like with the Rams? Do you slow play it? Do you come in mother effing everybody and putting your beard in everybody's face? I mean, what do you do?
No, honestly, that's the exciting part for me, to go earn the respect of my teammates and coaches, go earn a role and spot on this team. I have a lot of experience, but that doesn't mean I have all the answers. I've been told, and I really believe this, that the greatest leaders are ones that are willing to listen. So I'm just going to go and be me. I have a big personality, as you guys know, but at the core of what I am is I love and care about my teammates, and I love this game to death, and I work harder than anybody out there. So I don't need to say much, and when I do, it'll be at the right time. But I'm just going to go out and have fun and push my teammates, and they push me, and let's just go be the best group, best defense in the league. That's all the focus is getting better, being the best, not settling for anything short of greatness. That's the only thing that matters to me.
Can you, Eric, make sense of just the difference that a year makes? I remember this time it was about 2 weeks later in the free agency period last year, heck, even 2 months, when there were still a lot of safeties available, guys that led the position in interceptions, like Trey Boston, who hadn't been signed yet. And now you have safeties getting the biggest money deals of any free agents. What has happened in the last year that got us to this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. You love every dollar that's spent on the position is amazing. And just guys in general, it does weed out the middlemen of our league of way the spending is. You pay your top guys a lot of money, and then you go young. And then those middle tier guys, it's hard for those guys to stay around in this league when they're good role players, good backups, and really good special teams players. But that's where we're at. And I think the change is the amount of top safeties that were in the free agency was unheard of. So I think everyone knew that if you wanted your guy that you picked out, you know, that you researched, that you watched on tape, that you know would make a difference for your team, you had to go get him and you had to pay a lot for him. So I think that's why those numbers are high. And rightfully so, those guys have earned it and they've played at a high level. And it's only good for the next guy that's coming through, like the Kevin Baird of Tennessee is just smiling over there going into his contract year this upcoming season. So you know, it's nice to see that our position is being valued at such a high level, which it should be. And the cap keeps going up. So numbers that 3-5 years ago are going to be up just by the percentage of the cap going up. So people all need to realize, like, that's where the money's going. So guys that are getting $10 million a year at the position, 3 years later, will be getting $14, $15. That's just the reality of it.
I know you mentioned your leadership, and you've done that your entire career, your emotional manner in which you play the game. But I was at the game against the Chargers, full disclosure. I called the games for the Chargers when you came to town with the Ravens. And it seemed like that was different, that there was something very special happening for you on that field that night.
Well, it was a long time coming. Obviously, it was well documented what happened there. And it wasn't so much emotionally attached to that situation. I mean, out there on the field, honestly, it was like we were back in training camp, just me and Phil going at it and having fun. And we just had it was a great game to be a part of. But the emotional sides of what happened, I've gotten over. And the coaches aren't the same coaches. The majority of the players aren't on the team that I was on there. So it was nothing more just being back in the flow of things. But it meant a lot to go out there and put on the performance that we did and kind of put an end to all that saga and move past it.
Well, he's always been a stand-up man and a stand-up leader and a stand-up sports icon in Southern California. And now he's going to play safety for the Rams, the great Eric Weddle. My partner, Matt Smith, of course, asked about guard. Now
I was on that, right?
Well, I was amazed, and this was a long time ago. Kyle was the head coach, but, I mean, I was amazed at how much you did for that Utah team, and I was in my 20s calling games for Fox back then.
You were a young buck back then.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Now I'm all gnarled and angry, like an old goat. But where have you ever lined up? What position have you not lined up at? Special teams, offense, and defense. Maybe that's easier than.
In an actual game?
Actual game. You know, I mean, I played every position on the punt team except snapper and punter, but I never played in a game. But I was like number two for like the gunner and all that. So like, throughout your career.
Throughout my career, I mean, the only really position I have is offensive line or receiver, but running back, quarterback, everything on defense, special teams, every spot on the punt team, personal protector. I was the front line on kickoff return.
Oh, that's the worst.
The
where they say, redirect him.
They got a 205-pound safety front line trying to guard these linebackers running full speed. Because back then, it was not these rules that we have now. It was full speed. Destroying everything in sight, so it was miserable.
And what do you do? What do you do to the? If that guy wants to knock you into the stands, he can. I mean, you're backpedaling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have a scouting report, and the guys that are like that who don't like to try to juke you, you just gotta bow up and say, "All right, team versus you, let's go." Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm not just gonna let you just run me over. So we're gonna have a nice collision, and if you, eventually your body weight will start to push me over, and then I'll just slightly grab you and tackle you, and I'll get my job done.
Go down together.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Last thing for me, Eric Weddle with us. Rams just signed him. He will be their starting safety, a team that went to the Super Bowl last year, looking to get back there again. As someone who grew up in this area, I know maybe a little bit before your time, but I'm sure you've seen enough highlights, films of the Rams' history. Do you have a favorite Rams uniform? They are going to make a change, likely permanently, while you're still on the team. What would you like it to be?
100%. The old school, the blue and yellow, with the coincides with the helmet.
The 80s old school.
The 80s Rams.
Yes, that's by far. When I see those every time on TV, I always look at my phone instantly and say, who do I know on the Rams? I want one of those jerseys for my house. Who do I know? And now I'll be able to put a 32 up there, hopefully, if it works out the way to add to the collection. But that's by far one of the top. I love the black uniform from the Ravens. It's probably my favorite. But that Rams jersey, when I get it on, might take it over because it's by far one of the best uniforms ever.
He no longer has to be R3 on kickoff return ever again. It's a Hall of Famer, the great Eric Weddle. We love you, Eric, and welcome back to Los Angeles, of course. Wonderful move for you and your family. Good luck, and have a great offseason and season.
I will, guys. Thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Eric. What a stud, man. What a What a
love
G.
that dude.
What a G. He's still loved by Charger fans everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, just
oh yeah.
Sometimes at the end of the career, you know,
well, as you said, different coaching staff now. Things got a little sideways there back then when some other dudes were around.
It's football, Matt.
Yep.
Never ends pretty for anybody. That's what we always say here on the Petros and Money Show, because we are realists. That means we keep it real.
We do.
About as real as we can.
We try.
I think it's fair to say about as real as we can.
I really thought he was a guard. I thought he was playing guard.
Play guard on the punt. So he did play guard.
Technically.
Yeah, so did I. Play guard on that punt. And when you hear that, poop, take off and go get that dude.
Lucky me.
Wait to hear the foot on the ball. Poof. Okay, I'm going to go run down. And you're the only guy that doesn't have to wait. There's three guys.
Well, long snapper's the guy that gets juked out of his
first guy
shoes
to miss.
And see you later.
And your two gooners on the side.
Well, long snapper, man. Hey, look at that highlight film. Who's he juking right there?
Every once in a while, one of those guys will make a play. Or they'll get juked and they'll turn around and make the play from the
from
back
behind.
And spear the guy in the right, right in the center of his shoulder blade. Just spear the guy right
who's
there.
Who's laughing now?
Well, he's trying to juke somebody else. A little special teams talk early in the show with Eric Weddle. Are we going to replay that interview? You bet your sweet ass we are. And we got a lot going on today. We got Alicia Jessup to talk about the...
About 20 minutes from now.
Pay to play or not to play. Who's the biggest aggressor? You guessed it. My alma mater.
Oh, don't put that on them.
But UCLA's involved too.
Don't put that on them. I mean, look, are Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin going to go to jail? No. You know why? First-time offenders. They'll pay a fine. They'll be humiliated publicly.
But what about the highest-ranking administrator that took over $1 million, getting over two dozen people into the athletic department by faking?
Again, can we just look the other way? This is the first time anything like this has happened at USC. First-time offenders. The athletic department, the university,
yes,
administrators, deans, school medical officials and doctors.
I don't know of any of these problems.
I mean, they have been clean.
Yeah, you're right.
As a whistle up until now.
It's like when Dr. Oz shows like a big turd flying out of somebody's colon. They go, real clean, right here, boom, right out.
Everybody,
like, that's what this is with USC.
Everybody's entitled to a single hiccup.
It's one turd that flew out, and there's nothing really. There's nothing
you're
to
clean.
See. Nothing to see there in the rest of the rectum.
Been clean for the last decade.
No, you're right about that.
You know what? I'm just going to go. They've been clean for the last year. They've been clean for the last six.
It's been 0 days since our last accident at USC. For those of you asking how much my father paid, it's $500,000. Standard half a million. I'm getting a lot of those texts and tweets this morning. It is the standard half a million. And here's the BS part.
There's a kid named Nathan who took my SAT for me.
Yeah, yeah. We paid $500,000 to get me into SC just so they'd let me in. And I had to be on the front line of the kickoff return getting my balls speared every time. I mean, I shouldn't have had to play.
Should have paid you.
Right.
Well.
They did eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
We'll be right back with more. We gave them $500 and then they paid me back.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Great conversation. Old friend alert. Eric Weddle back in LA signs that 2-year deal with the Rams. If we're making our way back out to HK's or some spot in Rancho Cucates, I'm not going to ask you week of, planting the seed now. Eric Weddle, live appearance for the Petros and Money, Altaloma/Rancho Cook summer tour stop.
If we go out there.
Going to have to put that together. If we go out there.
We did Upland last year, remember?
That's right. We did Upland last year.
The cowboy theme with Olivia and dim lights, thick smoke, and loud music.
Loud music.
It's the only kind
wild,
of life
wild women.
You'll ever
loud,
understand.
Loud music. So, I still get emails from that place because I had to sign up for their email to get the free Wi-Fi, and they have
sign up for the email to give my ID to have a beer.
They have more MMA parties at that bar than any other bar, I believe, in Southern California. I get an email every 2 days from them like, come see UFC 664.
Have you ever looked at ESPN.com now that ESPN has the MMA and they think they're cool? They have that little fist that you click on, like, because usually I want to find out what the college football stories, what are the headlines? And it's like, I don't need that little fist for the MMA, all right? I'm moving right past that.
You know, I'm glad they put the fist there because I didn't know what the initialisms were. So now I know.
And it's like
I need my fighting.
It's like a karate chopping fist, too. It's like a whole different. We have a big announcement, by the way. Do we have Jay and the Americans?
Whoa!
Ready to go? That cord's heavy.
Let's get a bigger tube. A little more sound coming in.
We told you we were going to see you next Tuesday. And we are.
Where are we going, P?
Well, plans have changed. We thought we were going to go to Torrance, but once again, I've been thwarted.
But we go to Torrance all the time.
Never once.
All the time.
Not once.
Well, we just started the show.
13 years. Next Tuesday, March 19th, Matt and I, for the very first time ever, will be having a Mexican restaurant feast at El Torito in Orange. Come a little bit closer, kids. Right off the 22 at the City Drive. You may recognize us in that area from the PMS BJ's remote in Orange 12 times, or the PMS remote at the Catch 15 times, or the PMS remote at the Anaheim Hooters 5 times.
Don't forget our double up at the Dave and Buster's right there at the block in Orange.
And don't forget two big ones at the JT Schmidt's across the freeway.
Don't forget Lucky Dog Cafe.
Lazy.
Ah! Lazy Dog Cafe.
The dog of laziness. A little bit down Cotella there, Matt. A little down.
And don't forget.
A couple of right in front of the pond there.
Right there on State College, we did a Super Bowl broadcast at that joint where we had a makeshift broadcast table on top of a pool table. Briefly. Can't remember the name of that bar. On State College across from Angel Stadium, we did a Super Bowl broadcast.
Schmidt's.
No, it was other side, over by Angel Stadium, not by the pond. Pond was Schmidt's. We did that twice.
Lost. But anyway, we're going back because you haven't seen us there enough. Come a little bit closer to the City Drive. Live at El Torito and Orange.
We love Orange.
Rumors of Torrance or West Covina were obviously wrong. That is 3 to 6:30 next Tuesday. Big PMS remote. I'll bring T-shirts.
Should have known, P. You went to bed with a happy heart.
Not really.
We're going to go to Torrance.
But yeah.
Sweetheart, I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I told her. I told all my friends. I told the litigator dad. I told dad to be respected dad. I told the Queen of Malmani. I told commercial real estate dad.
Police officer Steve.
Police officer Steve buzzed me the other day. I was trying to show my wife's in-laws the Lanada Bay. And I was like, hey, check this out over there. And then the Popo came up. It's red. I was like, come on, Steve. He's, oh, I didn't see it was you.
Also, now you're getting special treatment from the cops?
That's right.
Must be nice to live behind the gates.
Not behind the gate. So we will see you. I will be coming down the hill. Matt will be coming up the 22. Matt, you think Cates is going
to
make it?
Nope. He doesn't come to our remotes. When's the last remote Cates came to? Not including Summer Tour Stop. Summer Tour Stop, he's got
to
come.
He came to the last one. The last two golf ones. He golfed it up with us. At Sherwood and at Riviera.
Yeah, I went to BJ's in Burbank.
Oh, way to go.
And you did do that. So way to go.
Took me forever to get
so
there.
So you're coming then, is what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
So a big PMS remote, Matt, coming up on Tuesday, March 19th, live from El Torito in Orange.
Same general location, new direct location.
Correct.
El Torito, right off the 22 at the City Drive.
You won't miss us, and our promotion guys will have no trouble finding it. We got Brian Seaman on because the Clippers are playing great, and they're playing tonight. Playing the Portland Trailblazers tonight. And we have a bachelor report, Matt. The last one of the year will be
over.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Over tomorrow.
So we'll have a bachelor report tomorrow, and it'll be over.
Finish it up.
So what did we figure out
last night? I shall finish
the
game. I shall, like Young Guns 2, I shall finish the game.
So what happened last night?
I'm going to tell you.
I mean, anything eventful besides the search and rescue for this dude that hopped the fence into the wild?
Honestly, no.
That was it. They built a whole show out of this guy jumped the fence, and we were trying to
They're
track him down
like
a
dog.
Dog.
They did catch up to him.
It was an hour, 2 hours.
It was 2 hours last night.
2 hours.
Yes, Cates.
They ran out of material during the show for 2 hours. They had to bring four dudes from previous shows back.
Yeah, they bring on the panel.
To have a panel discussion
it's
for the
horrible.
Last 10 minutes. It was awful.
But Colton does bring a twist to it, which should make tonight, interesting. And that's a little later. And then we have, well, a lot of great sports talk on the way to the Clippers. Take it on the
Blitz. Great sports talk.
But Matt, I got a minor sports story for you real quick. Couple of them if you want.
We got time.
I mean, geez.
We got Alicia Jessup.
Yes, she's coming up.
Law professor joining us.
Well, we're going to talk about
scandal,
that. Let's do it.
Strife, discord.
Let's do it, Lunger.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
Fraud. Sounds like wire fraud.
You know, whenever somebody says something like, hey, man, is that tapioca from yesterday or the day before? And then somebody goes, hey, man, don't make a federal case out of it. What they mean is, you know, federal case is a really big deal. Like, a federal case means you are screwed and blued and tattooed and eschewed for the rest of your life because the feds got your ass. And that is what we're looking at today.
Feds don't F around.
The FBI and the federal prosecutors have uncovered a massive bribery scheme to get students admitted to elite universities as recruited athletes to help them cheat on college entrance exams and to gain admission. And, of course, the worst school, because they have the highest-ranking official taking bribes with checks made out to USC Athletics, allegedly.
Legendary coaches being fired and humiliated.
Arrested in front of his team in Hawaii, Jovan Vavich.
Yeah, but he's just an afterthought coach. He is not someone who has experienced great athletic success there.
As the men's and women's water polo coach and a daily listener of the Petros and Money Show, Jovan Vavich has won more national championships than any coach in the history of the University of Southern California.
Okay, well, it's a rogue actor. It's a single coach. It wasn't, there was nobody else involved.
Two soccer coaches who are gone. Jovan Vavich.
And I guess most humiliating.
And Donna Heinlein. At least.
Is that associate?
Top three.
Is her title associate?
Senior associate.
Senior
women's associate athletic director. She does all the hiring and the firing for the basketball, women's basketball team. Hired Cynthia Cooper, fired her. Before that, Michael Cooper fired him. Fired Mick Haley, the guy that ran the volleyball program. With a lot of success, and he came back and sued her and the university for ageism. She's probably the most corrupt athletic department official maybe in the history of the
university.
Maybe any university.
No. Come on now.
Can you ever think of anything like this from an AD? Hundreds of thousands of 1,000,003 for dozens of students.
I'm just thinking of ADs that covered up
campus
rape, things like that.
So maybe
Penn State. Yeah. I mean, it's money. It's auctioning off scholarship
these
spots.
These are places where people couldn't
teams.
Go because you took Lori Loughlin's kids.
Hell of a sailor.
Crew. She was a coxswain.
She was a coxswain?
Yeah.
She was a coxswain. Was it Felicity Huffman's kid who sailed her way to Stanford?
I'm not sure, but the Stanford coach has sailed away.
Sail away.
Now let's not fail to kick it down the freeway there across town.
Well, you got your UCLA Cates?
Cates, answer for your alma mater.
Nothing to see here, guys.
Coach, what's his last name? Salcedo,
yeah.
He gone. That's, I believe, a two or a three-time national champion. See you later. Couple hundo, allegedly, in his pocket.
Unbelievable.
My kid has been killing it for the Firecrackers and the FC Strikers. You got to come check her out.
Now, what is the difference between this and somebody giving Harvard $20 million and building a building? And then saying, hey, you want to let my kid in here? He's kind of a dumbass, but, well, there's no quid pro quo for that. That's not against the law. That's just, hey, are you going to do this
fraud.
For me? Yeah, there's no wire fraud. There's nothing there. It's not against the law. This, you can't take $1.3 million and get pictures of somebody else playing a sport and say that is one of Lori Loughlin and Massimo's kids and fight on forever. 1-2-3 Trojans, meet you guys at the Kappa Crush.
P, you know, or maybe you don't.
I guess I don't.
What the pressure is like. If you're living in Newport Beach, you're in Corona Del Mar, and your kid's of college age, you know, junior, senior in high school, and everybody's talking at the Pete's Coffee there.
People talking!
At the Schooner or later.
Oh, they're talking at the Clatch like, Coffee.
Hey,
they don't go to Pete's, Matt. The parents whose kids are going to San Diego State, they go to Pete's.
Where's your daughter? What's she thinking about?
They're at the Clatch.
What are you going to say? You going to say Cal State Fullerton?
Can't do
Hell
it.
Hell no, you got to move to Irvine.
Can't say Biola.
No. You say Biola? University of San Diego? They're not extremely selective. They're only selective.
Well...
Hey, San Diego didn't deserve that, by the way. They didn't deserve to be putting that report under the selective moniker instead of the extremely selective with all the other schools.
My first choice is the Sorbonne, but Harvard's my backup.
Sweetheart, I believe we're going to have to move. Mossy, it's Lori. Yeah, what's up? We got to pack up and move to Anaheim Hills. She's going to ASU. We can't hang out with these folks anymore.
Sad part about this when it comes to the USC thing is nobody's surprised. And the USC interim president said something to the effect of, USC has been victimized by these people who did this. It's like, we're talking about one of the highest ranking athletic department officials and your most...
Multiple employees.
Yes, and your most visible, successful, non-revenue sport coach. This is the University of Southern California. And a lot of people, I got to be honest, not very surprised. So we'll have Alicia Jessup on in the very next segment.
If Stanford wants to say that, by the way, they can say it. Hey, we had a rogue sailing coach who pocketed some cash.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
And we sunk his battleship today.
Immediately. The Flying Wasp is sunk. USC cannot play that game.
No. But they
Even
will.
Even UCLA can say, hey, soccer dude, pocketed cash. He's gone now.
No, I don't worry about the UCLAs and the Berkeleys of the world when it comes to admissions and stuff like that. And in real life, USC's a private school, so they could really, literally let in anybody they want.
Laughlin should have just called him up. Hey, I'm Lori Laughlin. My husband's Massimo. You want some, G4 shoes for the golf team?
Right.
Let my kid in.
Yeah. How about we supply the student store half-price Link Soul gear? Yeah.
Done and done.
Something like that. But no. Instead, they went through this. Like, USC doesn't have – they don't have to disclose anything. That's why nobody really knows what the football coach makes.
Why Al Cowling's name's on a dorm, for God's sake.
Exactly right. That is why Al Cowling's name is on a dorm, because there is no –
whatever the hell you want.
There are no checks and balances. And this goes way back to what we've always been discussing when I say, look, USC's always been about money, but under Max Nikias's reign, it became grossly about money, and that's how you have this kind of stuff happening. I'm sorry, Matt.
Tell the LA Times to back off.
Is he the most disgraced, other than Penn State and Baylor, is he the most disgraced university, barring sexual assault cases?
Well, no, but he was also the president.
Oh, well, you got sexual assault right
yes,
there.
Yes, your dean of.
So is he the most school? Disgraced yes. Dean
yes.
of all time?
Yeah, he president of a university.
President, everything.
You have got a, what, you've got an on-campus doctor.
Pulafito with the hookers.
Pulafito with the hookers.
The guy that replaced him with the sexual harassment.
And then you've got the on-campus doctor with the gynecological exam.
Which was wildly egregious.
I yes. believe allegedly.
Yes.
Hundreds of people.
Tyndall. Thousands.
Thousands of
thousands
girls.
And hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits.
And now you have, well, you have a Heisman that was stripped.
Yes.
You have...
the cauldron of sewage that is the USC football program right now. And then this.
That's a bad run for Nikias there. Bad run. I think it's going to be hard to measure up with that
But the new president says USC's been victimized.
I just go ahead and say we're doing our due diligence and be assured that people will be held accountable for the mistakes they made. Maybe just that.
One more story. One more quick one.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
Omac!
Omac! Omac, bro?
Yes! I shattered my screen.
Oh, wow. It is Omac.
Matt, I shattered my screen Saturday trying to open my garage, as we call it in merry old England. I'm moving with Bean.
Is that the – you got to hold it up to get in the gate? Like you got a Q code
no,
or something
no,
to get
I was
in
just
gate?
Fumbling to do the code with my fingers and dropped the phone. Shattered my phone. And at first I thought, oh, no prob. I shattered that plastic thing that's on the phone. Wasn't any plastic thing on the phone. Forgot to put it on. So now Tim Cates – in 2019, is too busy with Sportsnet, Spectrum Sportsnet LA, and the other endeavors like the Big Ten tournament on Compass Media, where he'll be
this week,
all week long, starting tomorrow through Sunday. You can hear him on Sirius XM and all those different platforms for big Ten action. Matt used to work that tournament, but now he's too busy.
Great tournament. Back in Indianapolis, Cates. Chicago.
Yeah,
how about that?
Good to see you're up on it.
Yeah.
Now, I may deal with this shattered screen myself.
Well, but you're the only one of us that has never been to Omak.
We used to send Kate's to see the Armenians.
You.
I did. And Kate's would go and be, bro, and he'd haggle because he likes it. But he doesn't have time. And I don't know what to do.
Get in your car. Drive to Omak.
Well, over there?
Yes, over there.
There's one over in the beach cities. You think I should try that? Do you think our Armenians are as good as the ones?
Should I go South Bay, Omak? Something special about
doing it in
going
Glendale.
Into Omak yeah. and walking in and saying, hey, I was told to say I saw you on Yelp. Oh, Yelp discount, bro. Yes, $20 discount, Yelp.
$20 off for
and
Yelp.
And then if you leave a review, yeah, I'll leave a review. Extra $10. Oh, $30 off.
Cash, bro?
Another $10.
Oh.
$40
off. I pay you enough, bro.
Basically how it works at Omak.
Do you want to do it, Gates?
His days are over, man. Ever since he found those $6 screen protectors, poor Omak going to go out of business. They might not even be there.
I guess I forgot to put mine on. But notice that just like when I ran out of gas the other day, I was okay. I broke the phone, took a deep breath, told it walking.
You didn't even give it like gritted teeth. Mother soup.
No, because I thought like, oh, that's cool. I'll just peel off the thing. And then I spent like 3 days trying to get the thing with my fingernails figured out. Like when you're trying to a label of a shirt, like this isn't a sticker at all. This was just a label. Why did I think this was a sticker? Same type of deal. Alicia Jessup will join us next, Matt.
Pepperdine Law School professor, sports business, discussing Felicity and Lori Loughlin's kids. Should be great.
It's the scandal of the day. We have a quick news cycle, but this one might hang around for a little while. It's got legs because it's got Hollywood sexiness, elite universities, and coaches and administrators we know here to help us all with what it means, what a federal case really is, and what's wire fraud. Is our dear friend, professor, sports law, Pepperdine University, Matt's alma mater. Let's go Waves! At Ruling Sports on Twitter. She's helped us out before. It's Alicia Jessup on PMS. What's cracking, Alicia? How are you?
What's up? Why? What happened to your crew career at USC?
I remember when I was there when they started women's crew, and I remember them trying to figure out, like, you know, trying to recruit people and trying to get, you know.
Let's get to Wilmington.
Fill
the
team. Get them down to the boathouse in Wilmington.
Let's get to the water.
Get inside that breakwater. Try not to hit any bodies with the oars. And,
and look where we are today.
Yeah, look where we are today, Alicia. This is widespread and gigantic, and there's a lot to unpack, kind of like the FBI college basketball thing. But what was your first thought when you saw it as a person in your position?
Yeah, my first thought is, why Aunt Becky? I mean, everybody loves Aunt Becky. What a disappointment that Aunt Becky has fallen from grace. But I think my actual scholarly thought was how pervasive this is and how it has entrenched some of the greatest and most esteemed universities in this country, and how it's shedding light on a practice that a lot of us assumed was happened, but we didn't necessarily think it was going down this way or this rampantly.
Is this more a product of individuals pocketing cash for these admissions as opposed to, because as you said, I think, you know, any of us that are of age know people whose kids get into schools if they're of means and they write checks. It happens all the time, but this is different in nature because of what? Why are the feds involved in this particular way of getting your kid into a school?
Yeah, I think the reason why they're involved is there was an actual fraud here that's alleged by the complaint. And where the fraud lies really is in this third party, the gentleman in Newport Beach who pled guilty earlier today in Boston, Mr. Singer, creating a nonprofit entity that received 501c3 status, that the money was purportedly going to this nonprofit to help underprivileged kids gain admission to universities, when in actuality, he was funneling the children of the rich and privileged to top universities for a high wage. So I think the difference between a person of worth writing a check to a foundation at a university and why that isn't a fraud, that the difference here is you have a nonprofit set up to funnel kids to schools and also help kids cheat on the SAT and other entrance exams.
So let's go to those two, right? You mentioned the nonprofit charity status of this organization that, in fact, was not. So he's not paying taxes, and people are writing off their donations, and the feds are like, hey, wait a minute, we want our money. We're sniffing around. How much do you think of this is that, and how much of it is proctors flying from Tampa, Florida to West Hollywood to conduct fake SATs? Like, if you had to kind of cut this thing up, where do you think the issue lies where the feds decide, okay, we're going to get into this?
Sure. So first of all, hopefully that proctor was flying southwest so they could gain companion status, because that is a lot of miles.
Good back. Wi-Fi, too.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
Excellent. And good snacks. Good snacks.
Yeah. Not bad peanuts.
You know what? I took the time to actually read the entire 204-page complaint today, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But it's really a little bit of all of the columns. A lot of the parents were doubling up on the services. So they would get their kid kind of the potpourri of options where I'm going to help you cheat on the exam, kid, but I'm going to do it in a way that you don't know what's happening. Oh, and then I can also get somebody to come and sit in and take your high school classes for you so we can get you the GPA that you need to get into this desired school. And then I'm going to write a big check to this nonprofit, and we're going to create a profile for you in a sport that you never played so you can get into your dream school. It was all of the above.
With a photo of somebody playing that sport, you can't really make out the face. It's supposed to be you, but it ain't you! Now, Alicia, like you said, like we've all, I mean, it's not illegal to give a university $2 million and then wink at them and say, how about letting old Becky in or whatever. But this is different. This is fraud. This guy Singer, this third-party guy who was in Boston today, who was operating out of Newport Beach, is this guy a unicorn? Or is there some guy named, like, Linger on the other coast that's doing this, too? I mean, do you think this is the only guy that's ever done this kind of thing that has these kind of relationships? How unique was this, you think?
Great question. So I, day by day, am losing trust in humanity, and that loss of I know, real sad. That loss of trust causes me to believe that there's probably multiple Singers out there, but this guy had a pretty good hold on the market. And we can look at that based on his client list that has been unearthed with this indictment. So 50 people, obviously we know the celebrities that are involved, a top winemaker, a lot of people in the financial services industry, a top partner at a big law firm. So it kind of seemed like he had a lot of good recommendations that were coming in to his firm. And in this system alone generated $25 million.
Is Aunt Becky going to jail? Like, what? When we see the outline of the potential sentencing, it seems like this is, okay, first offender, probably giant fine for a lot of these folks involved, the coaches, the administrators that are taking hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. But what about the two high-profile individuals, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, and whether or not they're actually going to the pokey in Mossimo?
Yeah, that
Bill Macy. Bill Macy's
Bill
not,
Macy
he's
seems
not
clean,
mentioned.
Huh?
Bill Macy's clean.
Yeah, they're bringing down the women when the men were...
Oh, Mossimo got arrested today at his house. Easy, Alicia.
Yeah, come on.
Easy,
and Macy
professor.
Was doing Shameless. He was filming, man.
You leave Bill Macy out of it.
Designing, like, ugly outfits on top of it.
That's
but,
right.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I was thinking that the case would read similar to the FBI basketball corruption case, and we now know what those gentlemen are being sentenced with. Several have received 6 to 9 month sentences. So my expectation was that this was going to be similar, but in reading more about the case, it seems like prosecutors are really going for the jugular here. So Mr. Singer, the Newport Beach man, pled guilty today. He could face up to 65 years in prison, but what it sounds like he will be facing is somewhere between 15 to 20 years in prison. There were $5.2 million in his nonprofit's bank account, which were seized, you know, all for the underprivileged kids. The Stanford sailing coach pled guilty today, and they're expecting to cut his sentence in half, which will be, I believe, 16 months is what the prosecution is seeking. And the rationale that they gave for cutting the sentence in half is he donated the money he gave to the Stanford sailing program, which is really, really rich. So I
bought himself a sweet boat. Is that what? I mean, come on. That you get half the regatta. Alicia, just one quick one, real quick. What USC water polo coach has been fired? Jovan Vavich. Heinlein has been fired. The athletic director, who's the highest ranking official involved in this. What about her? Because she's an actual administrator at a university, and she took this money.
She's not just an actual administrator. I mean, her name cuts through the entire indictment. I just kept reading paragraph after paragraph after paragraph of different sports she's allegedly moving kids up to the admission process through. Things from crew, women's soccer, women's basketball.
Long snapper. She tried to slide in long snapper.
I forgot that one. How could I forget that?
Not even a short snapper for PATs.
And none of these kids play any of those sports. So I think she better lawyer up, and it'll be interesting to see. If I'm going to put my money on someone, I'm going to say she hires Mark Garagos.
Hey, it's a good day to be a waif. All right? Nice clean program there. They're running at Pepperdine, huh?
Clean slate.
Damn right. It's a good day to be a Pepperdine waif. Alicia Jessup, she is a professor at the law school. You can follow her at Ruling Sports on Twitter.
Sam Lagana sleeps at night.
Damn right he does. With a clear conscience.
I think Sam's listening.
Of course he is. Hello, Sam.
So is Ned Coletti.
So is Ned. You're the best, Alicia. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Here, Matt, here's the USC. Here's the USC long snapper. Try to...
Yeah, I'm watching. Oh, you just hit yourself in a ball.
Yeah, right off the leg. We'll be right back with more. Word number song of the day.
Oh, I got something for you.
Well, okay. I'm here.